So, Hare Krishna. I'll just read the translation of this song and then we'll sing it. And then go through it. There won't be enough time to go through as many songs as we got printed out. So, we'll just do what we can. Okay, this song begins Jobone Jokhon. Again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings. When I was young, I felt a boundless ambition for earning money. At that time, bearing in mind the codes of religion, I accepted the hand of a wife. Along with her, I set up a household and therein wasted so much of my time. Many sons and daughters were born and my spirit was totally crushed. The burden of family life increased day by day, and under its weight I felt my personal progress in life forcibly come to a halt. Old age came and beleaguered me on all sides, making my mind incessantly disturbed. Diseases troubled me. Constant anxiety has made me feverish, and my heart burns with every want. I see no way out of this predicament for all its darkness. Now I am very much afraid. The current of this worldly river is strong and relentless. A frightening, gloomy death approaches. Finishing my worldly duties, I will worship you, O Lord. That hope is now fruitless as well. Now please hear me, O Lord. I am utterly helpless. Bhaktivinoda says, without your mercy, everything is lost. Please give me the shelter of your lotus feet. So, has everyone got the song sheet ready? Everyone's ready to sing? The same tune and beat. Jobone jokhona dhana uparjane hoino bipula kami. Jobane jokhona dhana uparjane hoinu bipula kami. Dharma smariya Vihini ka dharinu takana ami. Dharama smariya Vihini ka dharinu takana ami. Shamsara pataye tahara shahita kalakhoi koinu kato. Shamsara pataye tahara shahita kala khoi koinu kato. Samsara Bahusuta suta janama labhilo marame hoino hato. Bahusuta suta janam labhilo marame hoino hato. Shangshare rabhar bare dine dine achala hoilo gati. Shangshare rabhar bare dine dine achala hoilo gati. Dhokha ashiya gherilo amare ashtira hoilo mati. Bardhokha ashiya gherilo amare ashtira hoilo mati. Pirae ashtir chintai ajarita abhave jalita chita. Pirae astir chintai jarito abhave jalito chito. Upai na deki andhakara mai ekanda hoye chibhito. Upai na deki andhakara mai ekanda hoye chibhito. Shangshara tartini shrutan nahe shesh marana nikarte ghor. Shangshara tartini shrutan nahe shesh marana nikarte ghor. Shabha shama piya bhajibo tomare asha bifala ma. Shabha shama piya bhajibo tomai e asha bifala ma. E beshuno prabhu ami gatihin
Bhakti Vinoda Kaye. Ebe shuno prabhu ami gati hin bhakti vinoda kai. Tabha kripa bina shakali nirasha Deho more pada shray. Tava kripa bina shakali nirasha. Deho more pada shray. Deho more padashray, deho more padashray. Deho more padashray.
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravarni Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Desha Jani Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupa Nogabarayate Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Padagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangsha Shri Rupam Sargrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamsha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We find in all these songs that we've been singing of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there are some essential statements which we can relate directly to ourselves, to everyone. It's the beauty of his poetry, not just aesthetic beauty, but we can feel how he's calling out to Krishna. The beauty of it is such simple language that anyone can understand. It's completely heartfelt. It's just like a child calling out. So there are many important points that we can all directly relate to, but he's presenting that against the background of his own life. The details of our lives are all different. But the conclusion is the same for all of them. For those who will be a Vaishnava. Yesterday we sang the line. There is some key point. Yesterday we sang the line. Sangsara lagilo bhalo. I found material life to be very nice. He describes how in the womb he vowed, after I'm born, I'll serve you. And how he forgot after being born. But then he found material life is very nice. And he grows up and it gradually becomes less and less and less nice. And he gives more detail about this in this song. This is this major mistake that we all make of thinking that material life is very nice. So he describes, Jobone Jokon, in my youth, you all know that word, Yovana, you all know from maybe the first verse of Bhagavad Gita that everyone learns, Dehino Smin Yata Dehe Kaumara Yovanam Tata. Yovan means in youth, or Yovane means in youth. So during my youth, I became very much desirous to collect wealth. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was born in a very aristocratic and wealthy family, but due to circumstances, all the wealth was lost. Most of the wealth, there was family property remained, but the whole family was dead, the whole village was devastated. In his youth, he wrote a poem called Vijanagram, Empty Village. So he desired to get wealth, and in his youth also, thinking that he should do the proper thing according to dharma, he accepted a wife. And between them, they set up home. And in this way, he said, I wasted so much. How much time did I waste in all this? In family life. Now that statement, bear this in mind for later in the song. How much time? Then he's saying how he wasted so much life. Now most people, if they hear this description, will think, well, it's very good. He had many children, many boys and girls, he specifies here. Sutta, sutta. So previously people would think, well, that's very good to have many children. Nowadays they think it's not good to have many children. But previously it was considered a very good thing to have many children. But he says, morame hoino hoto, which means that I was moram means to the very heart. So he was stricken to the heart. The shongshare bha, the family responsibility, increased day by day. And achalla hoilo goti, how does it translate this? It literally means my destination became still. How does it translate? I felt personal progress in life forcibly come to a halt. Yeah. Okay. So everything, I see, that's a good way of translating it. My destination, everything came to an end. Now in old age, I feel old age is coming. It's surrounding me, it's coming upon me. It's as if you're surrounded by enemies, like that. And my mind has become completely unsteady. Austere, again he uses the word austere. I'm unsteady due to diseases. Actually, this whole sentence rests on the word chitta. My consciousness is unsteady because of diseases and burning due to anxieties. And again, burning due to lack of sufficient funds. So I don't see any way what to do. Everything is full of darkness. And now I become very fearful. So you can imagine the situation of a materialistic person where he's struggled all his life, he's beset with various anxieties, he's growing old, he's going to die, he doesn't know what's going to happen. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives this. So, and it's he's being carried away in the incessant waves of the river of material existence. You can imagine, if you're in a strong river, you're being carried along in the current, and you're losing strength, and you feel, no, I'm going to drown, very afraid, what's going to happen? Shongshara totini, shrota nohe shesh. I can understand, now I'm heading for a terrible death, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. This is a very fearful situation. So then he remembers, I had the idea, oh yes, when I was in my womb, in my mother's womb, I had the idea I would worship Krishna. But that, oh, now it's too late for that idea, that was lost. That's, yeah, the idea I would worship Krishna, that's completely lost and gone, and I wasted. The realization, I wasted my whole life. And there's nothing I can do now. So what else can he do? And again, this is a key line. Ebe shuno prabha, calling out in helplessness. Oh my Lord, please hear me now. I'm gatihin. I'm calling out to you. Bhakativinoda koi. I have no way. Without your mercy, everything is hopeless. Give me the shelter of your lotus feet. So this calling out in hopelessness. If one can be so fortunate to be battered and shattered by the waves of material life and call out to Krishna, then he'll find that battering and shattering of material existence becomes his great friend. No one prays for that. Let me comfortably go back to Godhead. It may not be very comfortable. That Krishna described this frightening, maybe very frightening. How does Krishna's mercy manifest? When I'm very merciful to someone, Krishna says, I gradually take away all their wealth. Tato dhanam tyajyantyasya. Then swajana dukha dukitam. Then he finds that all his relatives, they become very sorry, they no longer accord him the same respect, finding that he no longer has the wealth. So it may be very horrible, the way back to Godhead. Jare yamai kore ash, tare kori sarvanash. That's the Bengali rendering of that. Whoever desires me, I destroy them. Who will come to such a religion? But that destruction means no hope, when we become completely hopeless in material existence. Then we can call out feelingly to Krishna. Well, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, he made all the facilities so that we can live very comfortably in the holy dhams, Mayapur and Vrindavan. That comfort can also be our great enemy. To be very comfortable. And live comfortably, very nicely. That can be our great enemy, lulling us into complacency. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, although from the material point of view, he was actually a very successful person. Everything was going, he had everything which anyone might hope for. But he feels it's all completely hopeless. I'm heading towards what's going to happen. I couldn't worship Krishna properly. Heading for a very dark future. So he can only call out very feelingly for Krishna. So, then again, next we have another autobiographical song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.